Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Just seems it's a little too young.
I think it's a little too young. I mean,
I don't think that words are enough to tell the parents of Natalie Holloway.
I haven't seen him personally, but he's very close. We'll just.
Police operator 115, hello, please, help me, please.
Famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is the bitch, where we know what we're talking about, and we'll take you wherever we need to take you to find that, and a couple of laughs. Al Gore accused of sexual advances against a woman, and he'll join us tonight on As You'd Like to Hear Him. Plus, Gary Faulkner, the Osama bin Laden hunter, says he's going back to Pakistan. Will the Phil Hendry Show sponsor him? 877-876-PHIL. Affiliate Spotlight tonight in Boston. WTKK 96.9. One of the all-time great affiliates on our network list. And in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, KVRC 1240 AM. Another great, great affiliate on the Phil Hendry Show Network. A good evening to you. 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget the official Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You get not only live streaming video and audio of the show every night, you also get our downloads each and every day the next day, right to your iPod. And, of course, you have all of the archives that we have going back almost 20 years of different generations of the Phil Hendry Show, including video archives and webcast archives. We've got a live news feed. You can go over there and comment on the stories if you're a subscriber. We have guaranteed email response from Phil Hendry if you're a Backstage Pass member, so join us at philhendryshow.com. We're also on Facebook and we're on Twitter tonight, folks. And I tell you all about that, but, you know, like right now, it's, we got to get to it.
Yeah, we'll tell them about it later on about it.
Yeah, I'll tell them about it later on. We've got about three or four different Twitter accounts. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to have with us here in a moment Vernon Dozier. He is a high school educator. He is a member of the board over at Belmar Academy. He is, as well, the varsity football coach. He teaches health and science and history, California history at Belmar Academy. The story here from San Jose, a young lady, a teenager, a 16-year-old girl in San Jose, California, apparently was caught lying to her parents. She texted her parents she'd been kidnapped, but guess what? She wasn't kidnapped at all. She was on her bicycle, and she was off, found around 8 o'clock in the evening on Tuesday night, according to police officers. Officer Jose Garcia, who's the department spokesman, said that an officer spotted her riding her bicycle two blocks from home. She later, quote, admitted to fabricating the story to avoid being disciplined by her parents. Officer Garcia said something that more and more police officers and more citizens are saying. This used up a lot of our resources. We do not take these things lightly. Garcia said seven patrol cars and officers and 13 police officers, many of them detectives, were involved in the search for this girl, including checking stores she likes and movie theaters. Morgan Hill, California police were involved. Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputies were involved. Volunteer search and rescue teams were involved. Man, when the girl was found, the sheriff's office was preparing to launch a helicopter. And it turns out that she was just off with friends. Vernon Dozier joining us. And Professor Dozier, I like to call you the professor. You're a teacher. How are you this evening?
Oh, I like the professor, Phil. You can call me Coach Dozier if you want.
Coach Dozier, all right. You're not only somebody involved in the academia, you are a classroom teacher, you're also a counselor at the high school. When a kid goes off like this, and she's a kid, she's 16, she texts her parents that she's been kidnapped, and it turns out that she was just hanging out with friends. What do you think the appropriate discipline is? How do you get through to a kid and tell her? I don't imagine they do it again, but how do you get through to a kid and tell her this is more serious than you think?
Well, I think you have to remember who you're dealing with. You're dealing with young people, and while it is important, of course, Phil, that we discipline our young people, I think it's also important that we understand them. This is a teenage girl, and what is the number one? The number one consideration for a teenage girl probably in all of the world, I think, would be privacy. I think at that age, they begin to take themselves seriously. At that age, they begin to things at that age, they also form some serious bonds about who they would like to spend their time with. A bicycle is still a child's way of transporting yourself, but it is also a way for a young lady who's confused by the world, who is finding life more and more difficult to deal with. It's also a way to transport her back into time, and maybe she's just on her bicycle, and she is doing what a lot of us do, Phil. She's off. She's thinking. She's wondering about her life.
Yeah, but why text that she's been kidnapped?
Well, I think you know that what you're involved in is something that is probably going to be disapproved of by your parents. In the case of a young lady on a bicycle, riding off on a bicycle, it could very well be. And I have, as a young man, I experienced this myself. It could very well be she's meeting someone.
Meeting someone? Why not drive the car?
Well, this is after school. This is, or it's on a weekend when the car is being used by the family. You can ride a bicycle off to a house, and you can lean that bicycle up against the wall of the house. It's not a very noticeable thing. And being a young woman like this, she's 16 years old. This is a very upscale neighborhood. If she has ridden her bicycle off to a meeting or some kind of a rendezvous with an older gentleman, then I think it's.
You mean she's seeing someone? She's seeing an older man, someone that's an adult? This is, again, technically a girl.
It could be. It could be, yeah. I think the image of a 16-year-old girl on a bicycle is so incongruous. I mean, I can imagine an 11- or 9-year-old girl on a bicycle, a 16-year-old girl in a sports car. But a 16-year-old girl on a bicycle means, to my way of thinking, a rendezvous with an older man, a doctor, a man, moneyed. He's not some kind who is an individual who's not reputable, but an older man, 30, 35 years of age, who is a doctor.
A doctor? So she's off having a sexual liaison with someone at the age of 16 on her bicycle.
Well, the reason why I say that is because it makes perfect sense that she'd ride a bicycle over there. And where are you going? It looks innocent enough, and yet she's 16. There are a lot of girls that are doing this, Phil.
Well, why? And let me ask you something. Are you defending this?
I'm not defending it. I'm understanding it. When I was a young man, I was 15 years of age, and I was seduced by the friend of my mother. She was a woman who my mother was very close to. They played in bridge tournaments, went to a lot of functions together, the two, my father and my mother and her husband. And I would ride my bike over to her house. I have an intimate knowledge of this.
But good Lord, did you ever report this to anybody?
I told my mother about it when I was an adult, when I got to be an adult. And this was long after this woman and her husband had moved away. They'd moved out of town. And I would write about this in my journal. And since my mother had been going through my journal, I assumed that she knew. And so that when she and I got together and spoke about it when I was an adult, I said, "You read my journal?" And she said, "Yes, I did." And I said, "That's why I felt like I had no privacy and I had to go off and do the things I did."
All right, well, that's well and good. Now, you're talking about having a sexual relationship with the friend of your mother when you were 15. And how old was she?
I don't know. I don't know. My mother seemed very old, and this woman seemed old, too. She could have been 60, for all I know.
60? Good God.
Again, Mr. Andrew, I was 15. I was a young man. Anything that moved.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Are you saying that this girl had a right to lie?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when she's 16, she's on a bicycle, she's off meeting a man, she's making a statement. She needs privacy. She needs a life of her own. Someone in that house is reading her journal. Someone in that house is reading her diary. Someone in that house is interfering with her privacy. So the only way she can get her privacy back is by getting on a bicycle and riding off and having an affair with a doctor. And
because someone in that house is reading her journal. You feel that that's what started this?
I believe that that's what started it, yes. I really do. And again, as I said, I have experience with this, having been a young man myself. So I'm sorry to hear that the police were called out because they thought she'd been kidnapped.
Would you suggest she tell the truth? I mean, you're not saying she's not going to tell the truth. She's not going to say to her parents, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to be off having an affair with a married man this afternoon.
No, you can't do that. But what you can do as a parent is say that your daughter has periods in her day where she is going to be engaged in some things that maybe are just none of your business because you don't understand it.
And
it,
well, every parent, there's no parent is going to accept something not being their business. You know, and as a father, you're a father, you understand that everything that your child does is your business.
I understand that it is my business. Unless my child feels so violated in terms of where it is she sleeps, let's say she's sleeping on a couch, or let's say she's sharing a bedroom with three or four other sisters, or a brother or a sister or something, that child needs some place to go and just let it all hang out. And so I'm saying, if that's the case, yes, there's some things that are none of your business. And when she's 16 years old and she's riding that bicycle off to meet some doctor or some accountant or whoever it is, there's some places where we just can't go. And
well, I can't believe a teacher.
Well, there's some things we need to understand. As unusual as they are, there's some things we need to understand that child needs to just go off on her bicycle and have this sexual relationship with this bank president or...
You know, you're talking about bank presidents, you're talking about doctors as if that makes it better, but it doesn't because it's still a girl, an underage girl at the age of 16 going off and meeting somebody. And you say that there is privacy that is required because they reach a certain age where they need that privacy.
Because they've had their journals read and their diaries read.
Well, you know, parents are going to do that, and I guess kids are going to have to find a way to deal with that. But I don't know where it's necessarily something that isn't any of the parents' business. That's what I'm saying.
It is not. It's none of our business. It's none of our business. They reach a point at the age of 16. When they're 18, yes, they are adults. But when they're 16, they've already got a right, in my opinion, of total privacy. And it's none of your beeswax. If she wants to get on her 10-speed and go over and have sex, you know, with a financial planner or
All right, well, because of the neighborhood she's in, you're just assuming that these are very wealthy men. 877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier is a teacher at Belmar Academy. The story here about a young lady in San Jose, California, who went off on her bicycle for a few hours, told her parents that she was kidnapped, but in point of fact, she was just off with friends until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And Mr. Dozier here is telling us that the privacy of a 16-year-old girl on a bicycle, possibly going over and meeting an older man for sex, should be respected because that's the age. 877-876-PHIL. Your calls for our guest, Vernon Dozier, coming up next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to our program, world famous Phil Henry Show. Did you know that on August the 23rd of this year, the Phil Henry Show will be 20 years of age? 20 years we've been doing this radio show, starting in Ventura, California, going to Atlanta, going to Minneapolis, to Miami, to Los Angeles, and finally into national syndication. The 20th birthday of the Phil Henry Show, and we'll be making some plans to do some crazy stuff on our videocast. Vernon Dozier joining us from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, as we talk about a teenage girl who was hunted by the police because it appeared she'd been kidnapped. That's what she said, but she was on her bicycle, and she had gone off to visit friends till about 8 o'clock that night, sapping the resources of these police agencies. Now, before we get to some phone calls, Vernon, you said something that I thought should be repeated. You said that your primary responsibility as a teacher is to the student, not the parent, and that is to cover up for them?
Phil, I'm not trying to say that I'm covering up for a student.
Well, you said that the student, if she's riding off on a bicycle, it's a very high probability that she's off to have sex with an older man.
I said that that is a yes. I said that when a girl is that age and she's had her privacy compromised. Girls at the age of 16 are intensely private people, and if you have a mother in that house who's sticking her nose into the journal and the diary, and I know that parents are very concerned about these things. Next thing you know, that girl's going to be on a 4-speed, and she's going to have on something under that dress that mom's not going to approve of. She's going off to meet some bank president or some the owner of a minor league baseball team or whatever because of the neighborhood she lives in. These men have money, and they know, and they've got a lot of money, and it's attractive to a girl like that. So I have to understand. This is a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Well, what do you mean, don't ask, don't tell? Like in the military?
If you see her on her bicycle heading off, that's don't ask, don't tell. I'm not going to say, well, I know you're headed over to have sex with the attorney general for the state of California or something. I know that's what you're going to do, but I'm not asking about it because, again, there is a privacy issue. And I could probably get into some legal trouble, too, if I tried to push my way into her private affairs.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I don't see how you could get into problem when you're talking about a 16-year-old girl. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Denise in Louisville, Kentucky. Denise, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Okay. As I said a while ago,
you understand that, too.
The gentleman's comments, I completely disagree. I think that parents really and truly need to ask their kids what's going on, where they're going. They need to be a huge part of their kids' lives. I completely disagree that you should respect the privacy. There are degrees of privacy that need to be respected, but not to the point of a sexual encounter. A 16-year-old girl has no business being with a much older man. She, you know, that is nothing but trouble, and it's...
Well, it's exciting for them. It's exciting for her to go and have this, relationship with this man who's got a Rolls Royce or whatever they have. But when you said something was very key there, ma'am, did you say that you read your daughter's journals or you read her diaries or...
No, but my daughter doesn't write in journals, and she doesn't write in diaries. She dialogues with her father and I.
Well, see, that's unusual. I would say that.
Why is that unusual?
Well, I think it's very unusual for a young girl not to have a private journal of some kind where she confides getting on her bike and riding over and meeting this man. I can tell you that if you are, that goes a long way towards getting a kid on a bicycle on a hot summer afternoon. So,
well, she said that she's not, and that her daughter is not writing into a journal.
All right. Well, I'll just say, if she were.
Oh, my daughter doesn't write into a journal. She talks to her family. She doesn't have a need to write things in a journal. Her father is very much a huge part of her life, as it should be. She really doesn't have a need to have some older man act as a father figure.
Well, whatever you say.
Exciting as it could be.
Well, what, don't you believe her?
I think this lady's being a little naive. I don't mean any disrespect.
Naive. I was 16 once. I am not naive. I've been 16, and I remember those days. And my
when
father
you were 16,
was a huge part of my life.
Did you have a journal?
No, I didn't have a journal. Why would I need a journal?
To write your thoughts and feelings in case you ran into... Why would you need a journal? In case you had something you wanted to keep from your parents.
Well, I love my parents. So I didn't.
Of course you do. All kids love their parents. All kids love their parents, but that doesn't mean they're going to say, "Hey, mom, dad, I met a man today, and I went back and sat in his hot tub." You're not going to say that to your parents.
So, in other words, the whole reason for a journal for a girl is to put down sexual activity.
If you've got a don't ask, don't tell policy at school,
don't ask, don't tell is military. I don't mean what you mean by high school.
I mean I'm not asking. Parents aren't asking, the teachers aren't asking, their friends aren't asking, they're going to put it down in a journal. sure as God made green apples.
All right, Denise, thank you so much for your call. And sounds like you have a very good family and a healthy family there.
I don't agree with that.
Well, all right, we'll talk about it. We'll get back from the break here. 877-876, Phil, why don't you agree with that?
I think it's very, very strange, if you'll pardon the word weird even, that a girl doesn't write in a journal. Every girl has a diary. You kidding?
All right, we'll be back. 877-876-Phil, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Weird.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-Phil. And welcome back. We have Vernon Dozier. You were talking about a song, and I don't know what song it would be, sir, but if we get Vernon Dozier up here, he was asking for a song. It was like a teaching aid, Vernon?
Yeah, Phil. It's a song that was very big in my day as a teenager. And it's about a girl that wants to better herself. And one of the things about young people, we're talking about this young girl who rode off on her bicycle. The police were looking for her, and I understand that it put the police out. But I will tell you that I believe very much that a young person should be allowed to make her mistakes, should be allowed to fall flat on her face, should be allowed to see the other side of life. And I may be crazy, but I think there is something to be said for a young person, a young lady who gets on her bicycle and rides all the way to the rich side of town to meet up with a rich dentist, somebody like this. Now,
a lot of gusto, huh?
I think a lot of gusto. The song that I wanted to have that man Dick Manel, this thing here, is called "The Poor Side of Town." And it's Johnny Rivers talking about...
I know the song, yeah. I know the song.
He says, "Welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town, the rich guy you've been seeing." So she rode off, the girl in this song rode off on her bicycle to have sex with a guy that owns a body detailing or an auto body repair. But we see an out-of-body repair.
Can you tell me?
You hear how bad that is? That's one of the worst versions of that song, too.
And all right, I don't really want to talk about that, but let's continue talking about this girl. And what you are saying is essentially this, that her privacy needs to be protected, especially at that age. Young ladies are going to have they're going to get on their bike. They're going to ride to the rich side of town, as you put it.
Well, the other thing, Mr. Hendry, is this lady says that she doesn't have, her daughter doesn't have a diary. And
well, we'll get into that whole diary thing. You say that a girl is going to do that if her privacy is violated. Here is Ann in Wilmington, New Jersey. Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, thank you. I am just astounded.
Yeah, I understand that.
You have this person on your show that thinks that a girl that goes riding on her bike, if she's 16 years old, must be heading for a sexual liaison with somebody.
I'm an educator, man. I'm saying that I've been around teenage girls and I've been around teenage boys. If they have their privacy violated by someone reading their journal or sticking them in a bedroom with five other siblings, they're going to get on a bicycle.
Why in the world would you think that? I have a daughter who has her own room and she goes and rides her bike for fun.
Yeah. Okay. How old is she?
16. And I know she's not off having sexual liaisons.
How many 16-year-old girls would rather drive a car or ride a bike?
A lot of her friends.
Okay.
They're athletic girls, and when they aren't doing a run that day, they might go ride their bikes.
I think there's an awful lot of wishful thinking, Mr. Andy. I'm not putting this down. Understand this, okay? I'm saying,
but you
this is a woman
are.
That knows that she knows her daughter, and if this lady says my daughter is going off just to ride her bicycle,
sir, with all due respect, kids are not going to tell their parents. I think I'll get on my bike and ride over to the rich side of town and have a sexual encounter with the owner of a hockey team or something, you know.
But to come up with this scenario just because a 16-year-old is riding their bike and to say there's no other reasonable explanation for a 16-year-old girl to go riding her bike other than a lack of privacy and therefore she has to have a sexual liaison, my goodness.
Ma'am, Mr. Hendry was talking about a news story.
Well, let me read it. There's a news story. This young girl, she left her home in San Jose, a suburb of San Jose, took off on her bicycle, wasn't found. The police didn't know where she was. Her parents didn't know where she was. They eventually did locate her around 8 o'clock at night. And she had lied. She had said she'd been kidnapped.
And then I want to add, the reason why a young lady's going to lie is because the unreasonable expectations of the adults in her life, with all due respect to the lady I'm talking to, can you tell, what's this lady's name that I'm speaking with, Mr. Andrew?
Her name is Ann.
Ann, can your young people tell you the truth when you have an attitude like the one you're exhibiting here with me?
Well, I can imagine that she told a lie, but the fact that she told a lie also doesn't automatically mean it was a sexual liaison. It could have meant she went to the movies with her friends and was not supposed to have done that. Or, you know, she...
Are you telling me that she calls out five different police agencies, including search and rescue, because she just went off to the movies?
Well, you said yourself that 16-year-olds don't have the very best judgment, and I think she was trying to get out of trouble. I mean, one explanation is that she was trying to keep out of trouble and, you know, made up some story to tell her parents without realizing what a big, huge issue that would cause. But that doesn't mean that, therefore, she was having a sexual liaison.
You know, you say I'm coming up with scenarios. You just had to run a real long way to get to that conclusion. I mean, a real long way.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think what she's saying is the girl...
That girl is going to call out, she's going to call out the cops or at risk having the cops call out because she wants to go to the movies? No, a 16-year-old kid is that dumb. And I say that with all due respect. There's this, I told you that song, The Rich Side of Town, where the girl goes on her bicycle...
No, the poor side of town is about a girl who goes from the poor side to the rich side and leaves her poor boyfriend.
For a rich guy.
Yeah, for a rich guy. It's not a girl leaving... Anyway, thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. So you don't see any validity...
Well, that lady is saying... She said that my scenario was a little wild, and then she comes up with hers, which is, well, I can easily see a 16-year-old girl riding her bike off to go to the movies... And she risks calling out SWAT, calling out the sheriff, calling out Navy SEALs, calling out the Naval Reserve, calling out military police and reservation police. And
what do you mean reservation police?
Well, if the girl was on an Indian reservation, was she on any kind of a controlled federal reservation?
No, she wasn't. She was in San Jose, California. But the point is, I understand what you're saying. She's risking calling out an awful lot of public resource for this. Here is Penny in Tucson. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Penny, go ahead. We're talking, by the way, about this story in San Jose. Well, we don't have the girl's name, and I can understand that. The police officers quoted are all San Jose cops.
Well, the cops are going to be upset. The cops are always looking out for themselves, and they're always complaining first about how they didn't get a fair break.
Boy, that's a nice view. Penny, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Good evening, Phil. I've been
good
listening.
Evening.
I just got in the car from work, and I'm a 911 dispatcher, so I hear a lot of stuff. But let
Perfect.
Me tell you, Vern, you are so out of touch with young kids from today. I mean, I raised a daughter who's now 20.
I'm a teacher, ma'am.
Never had a journal.
I'm a teacher.
Okay, can
I'm
you let
teacher.
Me finish speaking, Vern? Okay?
Well,
I raised a daughter who never had a journal. I went to an all-girls high school. I could probably name 10 girls who had journals. You are extremely out of touch. And you know what? If you're teaching high
school
children...
Have you ever heard of blogging? Have you ever heard of blogging? Have you ever heard of Facebook?
I'm very afraid of the children you're teaching. Yes, I am.
You've never heard of... Okay, that's where they keep their journals. You're not going to be able to look at it because she's on Facebook and it's password protected.
But
well,
what
no
you're
kidding.
Saying, Vern, is so out of touch. You're saying that every 16-year-old girl should have a journal, and she writes in there how she wants to go have sex with an older man. You are so out of touch.
No, I did not say that, ma'am. I did not say that. I said that she wants to have a sexual adventure with a wealthy man across town.
And
yes.
This is because she's 16 and she goes off with her friends.
This is the stuff of popular music.
16-year-old kids make up lies to get out of trouble all the time. And let me tell you, I've heard...
Look at how suspicious you are. Look at how suspicious you are. Look at how negative you are about young people. They're liars. You automatically go to the lie, don't you?
You know what?
You
They're
automatically
not liars.
Go to...
They're not
but
liars,
said,
but kids
you
lie
just said
when
so.
They're in trouble. They will lie when they're in trouble, Vern. Can I ask what grade of...
Can I ask you something? My name is Vernon. It's not Vern.
I'm
Would
Perry
you give me that
Vernon?
Much... That's
Certainly, Vernon.
Fine.
What age children do you teach?
I don't
Vernon?
Like the way she says Vernon.
Look, she's saying your name.
What is your name, ma'am?
I'm just saying your name, sir. My name is Penny.
I understand.
I'm just asking what age children you teach.
Penny, for your thoughts.
Phil, do you know what?
All right, let's grow up. Let's grow up.
See, I teach high school students, ma'am. I teach high school seniors.
High school seniors. Okay. And where in the United States do you teach?
In Glendale, California. Oh, here it comes. Oh, well, California, that figures. Right? Is that what you're going to say?
Don't be putting words in my mouth, Vernon. All I'm saying is
I wouldn't put anything in your mouth, ma'am. And I will tell you.
You know what, Phil? I think
you brought it up, ma'am. You brought it up.
I don't want to talk to you.
No, she brought it up. She brought it up. She brought me putting something in her mouth.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
She brought up putting something. Here it is. Here. Doo 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 wah, shooby dooby. Now,
why am I listening to this?
Why that?
How can you tell me how much you missed me?
All right, so he's saying to her, how?
I know what he's saying.
When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me.
This is the boy she's been dating, but now she's getting on her 10-speed.
That rich guy you've been seeing.
See that? See? She got it. She just pulled back in on her 10-speed.
Put you down. So
can I turn? I have to turn that off, okay? 877-876-PHIL.
But I'm telling you that the story that it tells is a timeless story, and that's why these people that I'm talking to tonight, who are not around young people as much as I am, don't get that the story is the following. They keep journals. They want privacy. No one will give them privacy. They find the nearest 10-speed, and they're on their way up a hill to a big house where a big man lives.
877-876-PHIL. That still doesn't, in my opinion, that still does not let you off the hook.
Let me tell you one more thing, too, Phil. I just want to say one more thing. These kids tell me this stuff, so this is not my imagination.
That still does not allow you to hide this from the parents. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dan in Greensboro, North Carolina. Dan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm a man. I have raised three sisters. I have three daughters and two sons. And
you said you're what kind of a man? You said you're a beaver man. I didn't hear what he.
No, he didn't say that.
I can't hear the gentleman.
I said that I was raised with three sisters, none of whom were paternal. I have three daughters now grown, two sons now grown. Sir, if you're an educator, you're part of the problem. Exactly, educators like you. One of my sisters happens to be an educator also, and her son is a doctor. She kept fully invested in his time, and I kept fully invested in my children's time. As a parent, you're not their friend, you're not their confidant, you're the parent, you show them right from wrong. And when you're out there supposedly teaching these children, and you're covering up for them behind the parents' back, sir, you're contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and you should be fired immediately.
No, sir, because I'm not the
one. You are a problem.
I'm not the one. All right, I got your point, but I'm not the one who's sticking my nose into their diary and reading up
on
everything.
Well, guess what? You know, for children, you've got...
You did that. Do you violate the privacy of your kids?
I trusted them because I raised them properly.
Did you go into their Facebook account, though?
But,
what do you mean their Facebook account?
I made my point, sir. You're a disgrace.
Well, sir, you can't call me that. And where do you go? See, I don't think that man was telling the truth. I don't tell you why, Phil. And
well, we got to take a break.
All right, but let me just say, he said his sister was a teacher. He said his sister's son, which I guess would make it his nephew, was a doctor. Yeah, sure. Because
why do you say that?
Well, you heard the guy.
I'm not a guy, man.
Mr. Hendry, when we call young people liars, and then a guy gets on the phone and starts talking and starts weaving a fairy tale like that, and I can't even play, you know, Four Side of Town.
Well, you get... Turn it off, bud. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back, baby.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line here is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, a private preparatory high school. As we talk about and continue to discuss here for the remaining minutes of the hour, this teen in Northern California, this girl went off on her bike and didn't tell her parents where she was going. When she realized that she might get into some trouble, she said she'd been kidnapped, and there were quite a few police officers out looking for her. And you are saying that it was likely she went off to meet an older man to have sex. And we've gone back and forth, Vernon, about that. But where does, let's just answer this question. Where does she get off causing this much public resource, law enforcement, and so forth, and rescue to be used?
Well, I would submit to you, Phil, that it's not the girl that did that. That is the panicked parents who cannot accept, as I've been talking to these parents this evening on your program, they cannot accept that a young lady who has had it with having her privacy destroyed by a nosy mother has decided to get on her 10-speed and, as the kids say today, book it to the rich side of town. Now, you know, there's a young lady in our school, I can't say her name, but she was on her 10-speed, I knew, and I said, so-and-so, I said, but you get some, you know, I get kind of thinking about it and everything. I said, but you got a lot of condoms in there, and she gives me this look. Well,
why didn't you say something to her then about that? Why did you say something to her parents?
It's don't ask, don't tell.
Well, you were asking, weren't you? What, is that?
That's not the same thing as don't ask, don't tell. I said, I didn't say you do. I was asking if she did.
877-876-PHIL. It sounds very flimsy to me. Very flimsy. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Katie in Dover, Delaware. Katie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Very flimsy, yeah.
Very flimsy, yeah. Hi, go ahead, Katie. Hi.
I had a comment for Vernon. I think you're totally off base here. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I just happen to be in Dover visiting relatives right now. But all I wanted to say is I have a granddaughter that's 16 years old. And, like, we're all on Facebook together, and we're all friends, you know, on Facebook. My daughter, who is my granddaughter's mother, my son, and all of us are friends on Facebook. And we all talk, and we all share everything together. And my granddaughter puts my music on my MP3 for me, and she tells me all about the music she's listening to, which is certainly not the same that I'm listening to. But we all get along, and
but you know that song. You know that song, Poor Side of Town.
What one child does. I just don't.
But you do know the song, Poor Side of Town, don't you? Where he says, welcome back from the. Okay.
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons when they got a record player for Christmas one year or something, a 45 or something.
Ma'am, I'm not talking about, I don't know what you're talking about. You're telling me that your granddaughter is going to be, no, you're going to say your granddaughter's totally comfortable saying, oh, and by the way, Grandma, I got on my 10-speed this afternoon, I went over, and I had an affair with the owner of a hockey team. She's going to say that.
You are bizarre.
Is she
going to
tell you? Want to go? I'm asking you a question.
Listen to me, Vernon.
Is your granddaughter comfortable enough? Oh, God, she won't do it. You're not honest enough to answer that question, are you?
Why don't you let the lady talk, man? Because you've been talking for a full hour.
I'm comfortable saying anything. She would not be that far gone before she talked to me. For one thing.
The answer to that, so in other words, the answer is no, she would never tell you that. She'd never tell you that. She'd never tell you that. She'd never tell you that.
Can I speak?
Yes,
go ahead. Wow, Vernon, please, can I say something?
I just said yes. How many different ways do you, how many different ways? Here, I'll say it in Japanese. There, I said it in Japanese.
Okay, thank you. My granddaughter speaks Japanese also.
That's really great. You know, I don't think you care about your granddaughter. I think you just want to get on the radio.
Before it got to that point. Thank you very much, Vernon. Okay?
I doubt it.
She was speaking to me long before it got to that point.
I doubt
it.
Why do you not believe this lady?
Not for us.
Why do you not believe the lady?
She wants me to believe that her granddaughter would come up to her and say, hey, Grandma, I'm going to shag it on over to some financial planner's house.
I don't want you to believe that.
Yeah.
I don't want you to believe. Burn it.
What?
Vernon, I want you to believe that my granddaughter would have spoken to me. It got to that point. Okay?
I'd rather listen to some Jap thing.
All right, watch the Jap stuff. Well, I don't want to hear that. Thank you very much. Jap. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Raymond. Raymond, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. This is Raymond in Walnut Creek, California, in fact. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to all this, kind of shuddering, thinking about the fact that somebody like this Vernon teaches our young children. I really think that parents should have the last
shuddering.
If there's a child living in a household and they're dependent on those parents to take care of them and raise them, I think the parents should have the last say so. I think it's the parents' business, everything that child does. Until that child gets out and proves it can take care of itself, it needs to be raised by somebody and taught by somebody.
So you don't think it's taking care of yourself if you go out and you find a guy who's worth, let's say, $100 million. Wow.
Phil Hendry.